What does it look like to live a life beyond your limits? Hi, I'm Dr. CJ, a coffee-obsessed psychologist, coach, and your personal virtual mentor. Too many of us are holding ourselves back, placing limits on what's possible, and believing the false stories in our head that say we can't accomplish a goal or a dream. Together, we will rewrite the stories holding us back, tackle barriers and limits, and build an incredible foundation for going after our goals and dreams. I'm here to support you, to challenge you, and to coach you through and beyond your limits. And a quick caveat, while I am a psychologist, this show is not therapy or a substitute for mental health treatment. Please connect with a licensed mental health provider for those needs. All right, are you ready to live a life beyond your limits? Let's get after it. Hey, hey, friends, Dr. CJ here. We are back for another exciting episode of Beyond Your Limits. I have been telling you all that there is a big project going on behind the scenes. I've been teasing you on social media. The wait is over. The wait is over. I am here to announce that I am officially writing a book. That's right. I am writing a book. We are writing a book on the zero fucks given method. So if you've been here for a while, you've probably heard me talk about it. I've shared about it on other people's podcasts. And now I am taking action, making this a real thing. Oh my gosh, I'm smiling from ear to ear right now because I just absolutely cannot believe that this is happening. I can't believe this is happening. And I never in a million years thought I would be so excited to write a book. So excited! So today's episode is really special. You know our favorite journaling ninja, Megan. She has a publishing company. She's a writing coach, and she is a dear, dear friend of mine. And so I reached out to her around Christmas and was like, hey, I'm ready to write a book. I don't freaking know what I'm going to write about. I'm terrified of this process. I could really use some accountability and I could really use some coaching. What do you think? It was a much more detailed message than that. And let me tell you, I was like pooping my pants, terrified to ask her this because it was making it real, putting it out into the universe. Like, I want to write a book, I want accountability, and I know with her accountability, I cannot hide from it. And so for the entire month of January, we have been meeting on Zoom every Tuesday night, and we have an hour that we write together. She's working on her project, I'm working on mine, and then every month, at the end of the month, we are going to jump on a Zoom call and record a podcast episode for you to share the process. Because we want to pull the curtain back and let you all know what this writing process is all about. Because there are so many of you out there who have a book in you, who have a story to share, who have something to teach us, to add to this world. And we want to show you what it's all about. And show you how awesome Megan is so that you can work with her and get your book and your story out into the world. And so that's what we're going to do for the foreseeable future until we get to the point of launching this book. And then maybe after, because I'm sure there's going to be that post book launch stuff to work through and to talk about and to process. So this is the first of many conversations that Megan and I have recorded. This one's a little bit longer because we wanted to share more about how this came to be. And we get on this roller coaster of what the whole writing process is about. And oh, it's just so much fun. So I hope you are excited. We're getting a book, friends. We are getting a book. It's coming. I'm going to take you along the journey, and you're going to know all of the ins and outs and when it's coming and how you can get your hands on it and all that good stuff. And we have a lot of fun things that are like, we're just thinking about all of the cool things that we can do to support you and this community so that you can fucking live your best life and a life beyond your limits, because that's what we're here to do. Okay. I'm going to shut up now so you can get to this conversation with me and my dear, dear, dear friend, the author, the publisher, the journaling ninja, my friend Megan. Okay. We're doing this thing. We have been teasing this, or I have been teasing this, like, oh my gosh, we've got this project. And now it is time to let the world know what on earth we're doing.
It is, right? I love it. I absolutely love it. Do you want to say it?
Yeah. So I messaged Megan with this half-baked idea, a voice memo, and I was like pooping my pants while I was saying it and was like, hey, I know I've told you this every year since I've known you, but I'm actually ready to write a book. And can we figure this shit out and come together, have some accountability? I'm selfishly asking you to coach me through the process. What do you think? Yada, yada, yada. And then I said, okay, bye. I think my heart was racing a million miles per hour. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Is she going to think I'm a lunatic? What are we going to do? But here we are.
Here we are. Definitely don't think you're a lunatic. I absolutely love this. And I'm just excited for the opportunity to coach just such like a dear friend through this process, because it is such a process. Like, can we just acknowledge that writing a book is a whole ass process, no matter if you are a new writer, if you are a, you know, particularly kind of seasoned writer, you know, whether you write for the sciences or you've written a dissertation or whatever, or if you're just, you know, an experienced author, writing a book is always a whole ass process. And I am just so proud of you and just excited to be a part of it. So
thank you. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It is such a process. And I was thinking it's like a whole different identity, and like, I imagine that identity keeps like ebbing and flowing as the process goes, as you become a seasoned writer. And, you know, so it's this whole new area. And like you said, I've written, oh my gosh, who even knows how many pages of academic related stuff throughout my life. And we can get into this a little bit more, but like, I think that was the piece that was scaring me, because I never wanted to be an academic writer. You know, that was never my goal, but that was like the only way that I knew how to write.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, for sure. And then the feedback you get on that academic writing, let's be real. If you've ever gone to grad school, doesn't matter what grad school program you went to, if you've been in the realm of grad school, that is that can be a very vicious, judgmental, critical space when it comes to getting feedback on your writing. Like, it's to the point, depending on who you get, where it's like, you put the comma in the wrong place. How dare you? You should question everything, you know? And it can just be really vicious, and it can destroy your confidence, right? So depending, absolutely. I mean, even if you didn't go to grad school, depending on what, like, who you got feedback on or who gave an opinion on your writing in an official or unofficial capacity can really mess things up.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know, and get in your head and get in your way. So, you know, I knew that was like a big thing for you as well, right? With like that feedback portion and having that academic writing kind of background.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I had a professor during my PhD program who literally wrote on a piece of my writing after I told her that like something pretty traumatic had happened in my personal life, and I kind of wanted an extension on this paper, that she never acknowledged like the tragedy that happened and never said, yeah, that'd be cool. Like, yes, here's the amount of time you could have, like, guiding me on what was realistic. She literally ignored my email. And then I turned in the writing, 'cause I was like, F it, let's get it done. And then she wrote on the freaking paper, like, I'm only reading this for content. I don't think you're ready to write a dissertation. And this was my second year of a PhD program. And I had written an honors thesis in undergrad. I had been writing, you know, like, and no one had ever given me any type of feedback like that, ever. Mm-hmm. And then my chair never even addressed it. And you know, they were all having conversations. And so I'm like, what is this? Like, does my writing actually suck? Does this woman have a vendetta out against me? Like, is she just like, I don't know, one of those people who's like, I'm going to be hard on you because I see your potential, you know, like, It just, there was no context behind it. And then I was like, well, fuck, like, what am I even doing here? You know, like, my goodness, it was.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, dealing with this like trauma that was unfolding in my personal life, you know, like, good grief. Mm-hmm. So.
For like, seriously though, I mean, we could totally record a whole other podcast episode on writing trauma and feedback on your writing and navigating that, you know. It's just like, yeah, all of it is just so awful. And the only, like, the other thing I want to like talk about before we talk more about your book is just like that idea that expectation for a writer to be perfect, not only in their execution of, you know, how they articulate the information, but also in your ideas, right?
Yeah.
Any good, you know, writing pedagogy acknowledges the process.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times people get a hold of someone's piece of writing and they judge it by the standards of perfection, or they had these unrealistic expectations. And it's like, dude, this is a draft. Like, come on.
Right,
you know,
and
especially if you were that baby of a PhD, you know, it's like, no. You're still building the skills, you know? So it's like, I think we need so much grace and compassion as we start writing anything, you know, but it's also just kind of like, let's acknowledge the process. It's not going to be great the first, second, third time. Like, it needs a chance to unfold and get better.
Yeah. And with that, like, background and experience in academia, and now having those fun three letters after my name of PhD, there's like you said, this expectation of perfection. And I think that's a lot of what was holding me back too, is I'm not that classic academic, or I'm not doing research. I'm not doing those things. Like, I want to put my words out into the world. And you don't see that, like, we don't in the field of psychology, and even, you know, like, academia broadly, we write for other professionals. We don't write for the public. And I think that's a huge miss, right? Especially in the field of psychology.
For sure.
And when there's so much like misinformation out there about mental health and all of that, like, there aren't models for me of how to be a psychologist who writes for, or I mean, I'm sure there are, but not as many, right? So then we have all of these quote unquote thought leaders who are out there giving you all this self-help advice when, like, their experience is 100% helpful, but it's not grounded in any science or clinical practice or anything like that. So it's, I'm like, so excited that I've gotten over, like, okay, let's not say I've gotten over all of the fears, because I'm sure there's going to be so many more poop your pants moments when we actually, like, go to
post. Oh, yes.
I don't know. It's, I'm excited, and I'm like here for it. As of right now, we are fully on the roller coaster.
Yes, we are. Seriously.
Hands
and it truly. Yes, it truly is a roller coaster. There are parts, and again, it is a process. Like, I can't stress that enough, not just like to you as my friend, but also just like to people listening to this. Writing is a process. It is a whole ass process. And that should be a sticker and a coffee mug.
Yes.
Because there are moments, right? We should, seriously. There are moments that you're like, yeah, hands in the air, like, life is awesome. And then there are other parts where you are gritting your teeth and you are clinging to that bar in front of you, and you're like, you're regretting every single decision that led you to this moment.
Right.
And you're,
and it
like,
feels
why
like the
did
cart
I do this?
Stops
I should quit.
On the upside down, and you're just hanging into your life.
Yes, all of it. It truly is the full broad spectrum of experiences and emotions, and you just have to buckle up for all of it. You know, so I am so excited to just, you know, have these conversations with you, you know, and just to like, just be honest about the writing process, because you can share about the writing process and pull the curtain back behind the scenes on Instagram with a post or whatever. But like this, you and I doing this, having these writing podcasting conversations is a whole new ground that I've never seen before. we're you know, starting from the beginning, and we're going to take it through the whole full, you know, process. And it's just going to be so fun just to really, really pull back the curtain like that and to see what's what for people. So I'm just so jazzed.
Well, and
about
that's
everything.
Right. Like, that's why I wanted to do this, because I think in my message to you, I was like, I haven't done this because I haven't seen it done, you know, like writers don't put the behind the scenes out there and the gross parts and the upside down parts on the roller coaster. And part of why I haven't stepped into writing a book is I haven't seen it done. And I don't know like what to expect in the process. And like you said before, we see the final product and we don't necessarily know like, oh, this person started this draft or this idea started baking 3 years ago, you know, and that, oh, Lord, please help. This is not going to take us 3 years, but
no.
We will not be on this mic for 3 years talking about this one process. But, you know, like I think in the traditional publishing world, right, when they have all these different deadlines and the big mammoth of the thing that it is. But yeah, so I'm like stepping into this place to be vulnerable with everyone. Yeah. But because I want, you know, you and I talk about it all the time. Like everyone has a story in them. I believe that stories change lives. And if we can do a bit to help somebody else see themselves in this process and help them get out of their own damn way and come along this ride, like, oh my gosh, imagine how many beautiful stories we will help get out into the world. And that's like, one, it's selfish because I'm like, coach me through this process. But then it's also like, I want to instill that hope in other people. And like, just because I have a PhD behind my name doesn't mean that it automatically makes me qualified to do this. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning and growing new skills in this whole adventure.
Well, it's so funny. Cause like, I love that. Like we approach this from like just two different like points of view where you're like, oh my God, selfishly coached me through the process, blah, blah, blah. But like you're saying this to a projector. And if you know anything about human design, we got to wait for that invitation. Right. And you know me, right. And you know, my publishing business, you know, the whole ordeal. And I'm still kind of like, yes, we have at this point 4 books out. My publishing company has 4 books out into the world. You know, you can find them all on Amazon. But, you know, like I'm still very like newborn, like calf wobbling around trying to figure it out, you know? And, you know, one of the things that I think makes my publishing business like unique is the fact that I want to offer resources to writers because there's so many women like you, where you're like, oh my gosh, I want to do this, but I need support. Right. And, you know, so you're giving me the opportunity, like you extended the invitation to me that I accepted to be able to explore this side and to get messy and sort of figure it out, you know, so I can provide, you know, other kinds of resources to women. So you really are my amazing guinea pig at the same time.
Happy so to step just, in the role.
Yeah, that's right. So this is just awesome in so many different ways. So I'm just excited. So we kind of have talked a little bit about your journey into writing a book, but you just want to just like talk a little bit more about that. Like what has this journey fully been like to getting to where you are?
So part of what has helped in this process is I think it was the first time that we got on our accountability call where, so we have, for those listening, we have a weekly time where we get on Zoom and we say, hi, what are you working on? And then we go on mute and we crank it out for an hour or longer, you know, whatever we're able to do that night. And I told you, like, I don't really know what I'm going to write about. So I'm going to write about wanting to write. And so in some of that process, I recognized that since I was, for as long as I can remember, if anybody asked me like, what's a big dream or goal for your life? The first thing that would like hit my gut is I want to write a book. And I honestly don't know where that came from. Well, actually I'll tell you, I did discover it. But like, I never was much of a reader when I was a kid. I kind of had to be forced to read. And now you can see I've got like a massive bookcase behind me. And, you know, folks have probably seen it on Instagram or if you've been on Zoom with me ever, there's a color-coded bookshelf behind me. And I now devour books. And And so when I would say like, I want to write a book, I also didn't know, what do I want to write? Like, do I want to teach people things? Do I want to share my story? Like, I just, honestly, I had no freaking clue what this was going to be. And so when I was writing, I was like, where did this come from? And okay, I'm an 80s baby. And like 80s, like late 80s, early 90s, probably early 90s, there was a show on Nickelodeon called Doug. And Doug Funny. Doug Funny is this character who, it's so funny, I went back and like watched some of the first episodes once I realized this, to be like, is my memory, you know, like, is this really what happened? But Doug's, the narration of this show is Doug writing to his mm-hmm. journal. Mm-hmm. And there was something about that that struck me, right? It always stuck with me. Stuck. It always stuck with me. It's early, folks. And it was like, I like that, right? Like this idea of just sort of narrating life. And then as mm-hmm. we move forward, I'm a clinical psychologist, and my theory of practice is narrative psychology. And so this idea mm-hmm. of stories and how we come to understanding through our experiences and through story and through storytelling, and then how can we rewrite our narratives through the knowledge that we have, not that we're like going to go tell a false story, but like sure. rewriting the narrative of understanding that serves us. Mm-hmm. And so that it's all like starting to make sense of, okay, like writing as a guide and mm-hmm. and writing to share process, rather than that academic focus of, here is an idea and here is a hypothesis and you need to go argue it and you need to test it and then you need to tell us what you found and blah, blah. And like, that is not what I want to do. Like,
yeah.
Boring. I mean, like, I love science. Science is sexy and like, it's all great, but that's that's not what I want to do. I joke to people that I made it through grad school doing the least possible research of all time. Oh. So I'm like, I got one pub on my CV and I'm like the 1200th author. That's dramatic. I'm like the 8th author.
Like, but for real though, like you're the et al. In that article, when people cite it, you're the et al.
I am the et al. Now my CV is full of presentations, right? Because that's sure. getting up and sharing and engaging. Mm-hmm. And I think part of what has really helped me in finding my voice and finding that thread in the story and like who I am has been mm-hmm. podcasting.
Yeah.
Which is like so cool because there've been a couple of podcast episodes, one in particular that you voice memoed me a while ago and was like, yo, this is like an introduction to a book. And I was like, oh my God, mm-hmm. stop. And so I took that and I put it in like a translator thing, like mm-hmm. a, like an AI dealio, and got the transcript and started, mm-hmm. I think I did that last year, started piecing it apart. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that part has been really good. And like, honestly, listening back to podcasts where I've been interviewed on or even my own episodes a while after they've been done and being like, yo, girl, you actually have something to say, you know, and gaining confidence in that way. And so, you know, it's been this dance. And I even have this notebook. I probably even text you about this. It had to have been over a year ago where I was like, hey, I bought this one notebook. And this notebook is going to be where I put all of my ideas for writing. And I'm just going to start collecting these ideas. Because one time you told mm-hmm. me, just start collecting ideas. This notebook sat empty until the start of 2024. After I had messaged you. And I think even after our first like conversation, when we were like, okay, how are we going to approach this? What are we actually going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, part of this, like if we think about this roller coaster idea, right? If you can think about if you're a little kid and the first time you go to an amusement park and you know, oh my gosh, I'm going, mm-hmm. and you've heard about this concept of a roller coaster and you're a little bit of a thrill seeker, but you're also like, oh my God, what is this going to be about? And there's this mm-hmm. anticipation. I don't know, maybe you watch YouTube videos about these roller coasters. We didn't have those in the 90s, but you know, kids these days probably do that. And it's like, you have to approach and then step back and approach and then step back. Mm-hmm. And then finally you jump on your first roller coaster and it's like, okay, okay, this is what this is about. And then you can graduate up and up and up. And yep. Soon, hopefully, we're going to be shot out of that one that goes 0 to 60 in 0.5 seconds.
Yes. Oh, I just love all of that. And that is so, so true. I think that that larger metaphor of a roller coaster is just so applicable to just yeah. everything, but also specifically for writing, because mm-hmm. you stare at the roller coaster in the distance and you're like, I want that. Mm-hmm. But you're like,
and from far away, it doesn't look that big. And
it doesn't look that big and bad, right? You're like, yeah, I can do that. Like, that yeah. is badass. Like, we're going to do that. And then you get closer and you're like, wow, that's really tall. That's really uh-huh. big. And then you like see the line and you're like, okay. And then you go through that full cycle of like, I want to do this. Oh my gosh. What if I can't? Like, oh, this is like really bad. Mm-hmm. Like maybe I can do it. And then
you see the people walking off. Some of them are running to a trash can. Others are like, yes, this is great. Then you got people crying. Like, you don't know yes. what it's going to be like.
You just don't know what it's going to be like. Right. And there's no way to plan for it. Right. Like you literally, like you just have to surrender and give yourself over to this, the full experience.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know a single writer who has gone through any kind of project of any length and hasn't had the excitement, the breakdown, the breakthrough, and just the feeling proud as hell at the end. Like, yeah. Yeah. I don't know anybody who hasn't gone through that full spectrum. And I remember in college, I was working on, it was not like a senior thesis or anything like that, but it was an independent study with my Shakespeare professor. Mm. And I said to a different professor who was actually my advisor, I was like, because I had to write this like 25-page Shakespeare paper, and I was saying to Mike, his name was Mike. He went by Mike. I was like, Mike, oh my God, like I'm just like freaking out right now. I was like, I thought I had it together. I thought I had everything great, and I was like, and it just freaking fell apart. Like, yeah. Is there like, do I not have what it takes? Like, do I suck? And he was like, if your shit didn't fall apart, he's like, I would be surprised. And then I would think there's something wrong with you.
Oh, wow.
Because, and that has stuck with me ever since he said that, because there is the initial excitement. There is. And as you're figuring things out, you think you have it figured out and then you don't. And there's that break. And that's where a lot of people take the exit ramp off and they're like, I don't have what it takes.
Yeah.
Right. But you actually do. You just need to break down. And then, you know, on the other side of that, you just sit in the shit, right? Like, that's like my new motto coming off of 2023. That's a whole other conversation. But like, you have to let yourself sit in the shit to figure it out, to get to the other side, right? And then you can just like keep going. And there might be other like breakdowns, but there's always that like breakdown component to get to the other side. And I have completely lost track of what we were talking about before
Okay.
I felt like so compelled to share all of that right there. But it's just you have the whole broad spectrum of emotions and experiences when you write.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that we have this recorded, because who knows how long it's going to take for us to be over here and have me breaking down and maybe shed some tears and be like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yes.
Like, go back and listen to episode one of this.
For real. And it's something I have to tell myself like on the daily all the time, you know, especially when it comes to any big project. Like, it just is that full experience. The other thing that you were saying with your idea notebook and like all this thing, like, I feel like part of your journey really has been like, you've been writing a book for years. Mm-hmm. You've just been in the state of like living in the land of idea exploration and that sort of like pre-writing stage, you know? And that's the thing about the writing process, is that I'm going to flex on the writing process here for a second because it's it's so much fun. That's like my jam. I love the writing process. And so, you know, the writing process has four or five stages. You've got pre-writing, you've got drafting, revising, proofreading and editing, and then publishing, right? So the pre-writing is where you literally like explore ideas. It's all about exploration. It's all about being open and abundant and judgment free, you know? Yeah. And I feel like that's the place that you've been living in for a while. So you have been writing a book for a while. This has been, you know, a long time coming, but you're just like figuring out ideas. You're like, you know, thinking about whatever this idea is over here with that one podcast episode. And you're like, okay, that feels good. Like, okay, we're going to go explore some more over here. And then you just like keep wandering around in that exploration. And the best thing about the writing process is that everybody's process is different, mm-hmm. right? So I can't get on a call with anybody and say, okay, you have 2 days to do the pre-writing, you know, and now you have right. 3 months to draft it. Like, that's yeah. not how it works. And that's, I think, what
but that's how it is in college, right?
Yes,
and that's why we think like there's a linear process.
Yes. And that's one of the things like that I'm starting to like learn, just being fully transparent and vulnerable, is that when it comes to being in the writing coaching space, it's hard mm. yeah. because I can give knowledge. I can give, you know, because I have tons of knowledge to give, right? Tons of value to give, but mm-hmm. I don't want to give it in a way that is so like systematic and rigid, because that's going right. to make people take the exit,
sure.
you know, and I don't sure. want that. And that's why this project with you and I is so awesome, because it takes as long as it takes,
yeah.
you know, and I can be there like, you know, guiding you through the whole process, but it's not like, again, it's not like you have 2 days to do whatever. Like, you have been in the pre-writing process for years, and yeah. that is okay, right? Yeah. Because you have to like explore the different ideas. You have to be so open and allow yourself to be like, okay, what's possible, right? And I think mm-hmm. that's like one of the coolest things about you, is that you're not trying to force an idea. You're not trying to be like, you know, head down this one particular path, like this has to be it or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Or you're not like rushing where you're like, okay, I want to write a book. What is it going to be? I think it's going to be this. Okay, let's go. And then you're buckled up, and then you're just like, oh my God, I really actually don't care about yeah. this project. And then yeah. that might lead to like an exit ramp. And that's not a waste of time. That too is part of the writing process. So mm-hmm. writing is such a complicated, crazy, crazy thing in that way. So I just love yeah. that you are telling people right now that, you know, even if you're not at that, like, I am writing a book stage where you're like at your computer and you're typing in the, you know, on the keys, yeah. right? Like, you're still writing a book. You're just yeah. in the pre-writing stage where you are capturing ideas, you're preserving them, because mm-hmm. when ideas come across your brain, you're either going to catch them, kind of like a firefly situation, put uh-huh. them in the jar,
yeah.
you know, or you're going to let them go, and then they're going to go away and you're not going to have it, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's so important, no matter what the idea is, even if it seems random and crazy, like if you feel that like little flicker of like, hey, that could be something, you've got to capture it. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't have that feeling of like, oh, whatever, that's a random idea, write it down, write it down, yeah. write it down, write it down, because you're going to lose it. And yeah. that's part of the magic of writing and the magic of creation is preservation. You mm-hmm. do not want to lose those ideas.
Yeah. And I think the, on this piece of the pre-writing and how are you finding your ideas, I would say like the most liberating conversation that you and I have had so far was when we first got on a call and you were like, okay, so I have this course and I could give you access to it, and you could go through all of the learning and the knowledge and the this and the mm-hmm. that. And you were kind of telling me, you know, understand what kind of writing you want to do and like research different books and all of this. And then as we got to talking, we identified that for me, digging into that more like learning academic style mm-hmm. was probably going to hinder me. And so we were mm-hmm. like, you know, like just start yeah. putting words on paper. And I had told you, I had this idea of, let me just write like an essay a month and just start to explore and see what comes up. Mm-hmm. And that just felt so freeing to me, again, of not mm-hmm. being locked into an idea, and to just have the space to move around with whatever comes up. Mm-hmm. And I did that for 1 week, and then I messaged you and was like, I know what the book's going to be about.
But I think it's because of that freedom and giving yep. yourself permission to yep. be like, I'm going to be flowy. I'm not going to have that rigid, suffocating, yeah. you know, academic structure. And I'm not saying all academic stuff is suffocating, but for you, like, it is very, very suffocating. Yeah. And to not be in this rigid structure and to just be, you know, I picture a meadow for you, and there's lots of grass and flowers and trees, and it's beautiful, and there's a deer over there and a bunny. Yeah. And it's like, it's just this great, like, we're just gonna wander frolic. Through yeah. this. You know, we're gonna frolic. This is gonna be fun. And mm-hmm. I think that, you know, I'm really getting into and like exploring this idea of like energetics and what you're putting out there in the universe, you know, yeah. and by getting in that, you know, by saying no to that rigid structure, you're telling the universe you're like a yes for inspiration, yeah. which could be way too woo-woo for some people like listening.
No, I love
I'm reading
it.
Super Attractor right now, and you've read Ooh. It a million times. Oh, and it's yes. like, but But seriously though, like like you just needed to get rid of that like structure and just like wander around. And that's when you were open for all this inspiration, like, hey, universe, like we're open, we're exploring, whatever. And yeah. that one idea took root, and that's where you're going to start book yep. one of a many book long career. Right. yeah. And it's just so, I just love that for you. I love that so much. I think that's so cool.
Yeah. And the other like thing that you said to me that's really hit is you were like, if you write any like you podcast, it's going to be great. And because you were like, you have these components, boom, boom, boom. And I was like, huh. So what I've done is as I sit down and I know like, okay, this is the part that I'm writing today. It's flowing so almost effortlessly because I'm just pretending like I'm talking about this subject.
Mm-hmm.
on the mic, but it's coming out of my fingers rather than my mouth.
Exactly. Right. And I think too, part of why it's flowing freely. And again, this is a super attractor thing. is like, it's, I feel like the ideas are flowing because it's coming from that place of like love and not yeah. obligation.
Absolutely.
And not this place of like, I have to write this paper about whatever, yeah. whatever. And then the body seizes up and your shoulders are like, and you're like, okay, yep. we're doing, you know, but that's yeah. not what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's like service. It's not about yes. me. It's about, this is a tool that I know can really have a profound impact on people's lives.
Yeah, for sure. There's another writer. She wrote a book. Oh my gosh, this summer I was devouring her book, and then I kind of got away from fiction a little bit. So I put it down, but I need to finish it. But her name is Megan March. And yes, it's a fiction, like it's like a manual of like how to write fiction. But she even talks about like part of the identity that she adopted to be the multi-million dollar earning fiction writer that she Ooh. Is to think of herself as just a conduit for the story, like a conduit Ooh. For the information yeah. and that the information or not even information, but like the story, the information, the intention is just like flowing, you know, flowing through her. And mm-hmm. it's like, she's getting that inspiration like from the universe. And it's like, I am oh, open cool. to this. It's like, it's so, so like spiritual and wooey, but like yeah. it's really cool. If you like kind of let yourself think about like, no, I'm the conduit for this like information. Like this is meant to be. Like, I'm excited. This is all coming from a place of love and not yeah. obligation and excitement. Like, putting yourself in that, like, positive space
sets
is
the
really
ego
cool.
aside, too.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah. I don't know how you feel about any of that, like, that
Oh, my God.
Stuff,
I'm obsessed with it. Like you said, I've read Super okay. Attractor, like, 3 or 4 times. I'm reading Big Magic right now because that was one
oh,
of the things
that
you told me to do is, like, you know, kind of study the books that I really yes. like. So I literally have a stack of books to my right. And
I love
a
that.
Part of this notebook is it's book research. And so yes. as I've been, it's actually interesting because I've read Big Magic. This is probably the 3rd or 4th time that I've read it. And every time I can remember very vividly reading through it because she's talking about that process of writing, right? And this mm-hmm. idea of like letting the ideas come to you and like, mm-hmm. are you in relationship with the idea and with creativity? And like, if you don't honor that relationship or you make it this like toxic love affair, then the idea is going to go away. And so like mm-hmm. connect with it. And I just remember in previous times that I've read it, I'm like, but where's the idea? You know, like I just felt
yeah.
this, like, I don't like I cognitively, I understand what you're saying, but I don't
yes.
feel that yet. And
yes.
now I feel it because this book that I'm writing is something that I teach, but it's not like an academic stuffy. I mean, come on, mm-hmm. it's a zero fucks given method. And so like,
yeah.
you don't have academics talking about that. And so it really is, you know, it was like a number of people have asked me to talk about it on their podcast and I'm like, cool. And to me, it's always been, okay, well, this method is so straightforward. But then mm-hmm. on the backside of it, when I tell like our coaches and stuff, here's what they get out of it. It's so complex, but it's like a psychological sneak attack. And so it's like all of these things that you get
yeah.
from this very simple method. And so I had, people have been telling me for years, like write a book about this. And I'm like, it's going to be 2 pages long because boom, boom, the steps are simple. But then
yeah.
as I've taught it more And as I was on our friend JC's podcast and we unpacked it in a more like arc of a story way. And I was like, holy shit. Like you just gave me this deeper outline in the way, like the way she carried this conversation. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is excellent. So then somebody also had me come do a workshop with this group. And I just got so lit up. It was like 8 o'clock at night. And I'm like bouncing off the walls. I was like, I'm going to have to go do a freaking meditation to be able to go to sleep. But it just watching the light bulbs come on in people's head and the questions that they asked me. And then the additional pieces that came out in that group versus when I'm talking to college students who have to be there and listen to me talk. It just opens so many more doors for the ideas to come through. And that's why I think when I sit down to write, I mean, I told you these, the last three times that we've sat down, I've written about 2000 words each time. And you're like, oh my God, I'm like, I have no frame of reference for that, but I'm just going and I'm having a great time. And I'm like having a little conversation through my fingertips. And I'm like,
yes,
you know, it's fun. It's fun.
It should be fun, especially at the beginning, when there is nothing but unfurling paths of possibility in front of you, you know, and I think, you know, again, like people, you know, I think so many more people have more writing trauma than they think of, right? Because the writing is judged and it's graded and it's held to a rubric and a standard and there's expectation and there's not anything wrong with that. Like I'm a freaking high school teacher. Like there's nothing wrong with that, but you know, it does, you know, sometimes occasionally like stifle that creativity or you get that one comment, you know, from someone. Like I remember in seventh grade, like I got a comment on a paper where it was a comparative analysis in home ec class when that was still a thing.
In home ec in the seventh grade. Yes. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. But it was called facts, fact class, fact, family, consumer science, whatever, some bullshit. But like it was a comparative analysis of mac and cheese and, you know, it was numbers based. So the content was, it was stupid. And there was this, we had it was like all the content, it was obviously about mac and cheese, but it was about like the numbers and like I struggle with numbers. And so it was like comparing the sodium in this mac and cheese to this other one and blah, blah, blah. Oh, and so my paper was shit. It was absolute crap.
Right.
And you know, the teacher handed it back to me and she was like, yeah, you're not a very good writer, are you? And I was like, excuse them, what? Like,
what? Oh my gosh, not this type of writing, biatch.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, you know, and of course my little sad seventh grade self was just absolutely crushed. You know, my mother was pissed for days, you know, because I was, you know, didn't have a lot of self-esteem at the time at all. And it was like the little self-esteem I had was just like squashed. But my point is that, you know, like that stuff affects us more than we actually realize, you know?
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
I mean, it's like,
in those formative stages, my gosh.
Yeah, like little t writing trauma. And I think that happens to so many people. The other thing I was thinking about as you were talking, where people have told you in the past, where they're like, yeah, like write this book or whatever. And you're like, it's going to be 2 pages. I think this is my just like assessment of it, is that fear is getting in your way and blocking the possibility.
Yeah.
You said no before you even explored what that could look like.
Right.
Right. And I see that. I was just talking to my husband about this because I'm teaching a class right now where I'm trying to get the kids to narrow their topics. And there is so much resistance and fear when you try to like, when you try to like narrow your topic or when you say, oh, I want to write about this. And you're like, but oh my God, I can't. Like, it's like that shoulder creeping up anxiety of like, oh my God, but what am I going to fill the pages with? Like, I don't have enough to say. Like, it's this fear and I'm not trying to mock it, but it's that fear and that anxiety and that worry where you're cutting off yourself off from exploration and innovation and inspiration before you even try, you know?
And some of it,
I think that's a huge deterrent from even trying or starting, where you're like, shit, man, I only have like this one idea or like three chapters. I only have an idea for three chapters for a book, right? Like that's not enough. Who says?
Right.
Like, who says?
Right.
Those three chapters could end up becoming 350 pages of information because you can dive deeper. So like, I just got on a like passionate tangent there. But like, my point is that happens too. And it kind of is leading us into something else I wanted to talk about is like blocks and obstacles and just the different things that pop up to get you to take that early exit ramp off this like intended path to write a book. And one of those things is the fear of like, oh, it's not going to be enough. Or what am I going to talk about? Like you get so not you, you, but like just the, you know, general you gets so worried about like, oh, like what if it's, what if my idea is not sustainable? What if I don't have enough to say? Like, what if it, what if this, what if that? And it just cuts you off from going forward before you've even given it a chance. So, you know, that's a very real problem. I don't mean it in like a judgy way, but like, that's one of the biggest things that people, you just take the exit ramp early. And I'm just so happy that you got in spaces and had conversations where it removed that block where you're like, oh shit. Like, no, I can actually like, there's more there. Like the path didn't end. There was just a tree in the way. And now like, we're good. I'm going to walk over the tree and we're going to keep going, you know?
Yeah. And a lot of it was breaking down that framework that I had been trained in, honestly, because, you know, in academic writing, you don't share personal stories. And in you know, as a psychologist, you're not actually supposed to let the world know who you are. And so it's been this whole thing too of, you know, the changing landscape of social media and this creator's world and psychologists really being out there and sharing our lives and in a way of teaching and guiding. And so once I got to a place of, oh wait, I have actually like in the therapeutic settings and in when I teach this, I have been sharing, here's what worked for me and here's how I've applied it. And so now, and so whatever happened where I broke this open and now it's like, oh, oh, this is the story. Let me just talk about that story. And honestly, some of it is healing because there are things coming out that I'm putting words to differently where I'm like, all right. Yeah, here we are. And you know, you said earlier too, like being in spaces and being around people, like the truth of the matter is for the last few years, I was in an unhappy marriage and that was blocking a lot of my just personhood, the amount that I am coming to recognize that I lost myself over the course of that relationship. And I'm in this space of healing and being seen and being openly acknowledged and cared for. And I'm now seeing it again. Has just like opened up so much where I'm like, oh, yeah, I do have this. Like my girlfriend is like, you have at least four books in you. And she's like, you can write about this. You can write about this. You can write about this. And I'm like, whoa, like you see me. And that has, you know, just my everyday and my environment has completely changed to allow me the space to let, because all of that pre-writing has been done in the sacred space of my journals. And now it's like, here we go. We coming out again.
for sure. Definitely. Environment is a huge, huge part of it as well, because, you know, I'm not saying that you shouldn't share ideas with everybody, but like you do kind of have to be a little bit guarded or prepared for people to take your idea and like laugh at you or to shoot it down or to be like, who are you, you know? So, and I'm not saying that, you know, that you should just like never share your ideas with anybody, but like, it is so important to have your ideas nurtured, especially when they're in that fragile idea stage where you know, people could easily just be like, wow, whatever. And then, you know, you're taking that exit ramp again, you know? And so I just think that's so amazing that you do have that environment that's fostered and kindled and just like nurtured, like, CJ, like you're a badass. Like this is awesome. Like, you know, you've got all these amazing things that you can do that you have to like offer, you know, and environment is a huge, huge portion of it. I also think it's really cool too, that our ideas and you've done this where it's like your ideas were then fleshed out a little bit more by having different conversations with like, with different people, you know, and that's one of the things that why we shouldn't keep our ideas to ourselves, right? Yeah. Because, you know, our brain can only get us so far with an idea before mm-hmm. like it needs to be shared with someone else to be challenged in a positive way or to be extended or thought about in a different way, because that's also what helps it grow. Yeah. You know, like, yes, it's still kind of fragile, but it can also really help it grow when you talk to the right people in the right environment.
Yeah. Yeah. This is so fun.
It is so fun. I'm having so much fun right now. I just love it. So as you've been writing, have any other obstacles come up? We've talked a lot about fear and like judgment and stuff. Has anything else come up for you as you've written?
You know, I think, and this is the part where I'm pausing because I'm like, we're pulling back the curtain and I don't want to be all like Pollyanna with this, but like, I think the majority at this point, right, at this point mm-hmm. in the process, the majority of the fears and the obstacles have been what got me, blah, 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 what has stopped me from writing. And so, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. so one of the things, you don't know this yet because I haven't showed you any of the work, but yep. I changed the font Ooh. While I'm writing to like something that's like kind of fun and playful.
Sure.
And so it is a different visual experience for me than mm-hmm. writing an academic paper. And so that yes. is a part that's been really helpful. And I actually recently printed off what I have because I got to, so, and part of, okay, so I'm hacking my own obstacles that I know have come up historically. So mm-hmm. I have historically, when writing academic papers, have tried to edit while I'm writing. And so yes. I would, in grad school, I would take off the like squiggly lines and whatever and just write. I also would sure. write under the influence of wine. I've not been doing that. That's like literally how I got into, how I got through grad school. I would get stuck. I would pour a giant glass of wine and like just sit and write and be like, oh, no, no, no. And then I wouldn't read back on anything until the morning. And then I was like, hey, this is actually good.
So you were literally like freaking Ernest Hemingway. Like that's like literally what he did. You'd be like, write drunk, man, edit sober, like, let's go. Oh my God, that's so funny. And we are not advocating that.
I had not this big wine goblet and I would like hold it in my hand and I would walk around my house and be like, come on, ideas. And then I'd be like,
oh my God.
So I'm not writing this one under the influence.
Love that for you.
However, I've said to myself, okay, I'm just going to write and I'm not going to, if I start on the left and all of a sudden it comes to the right and then it pings back to the left, like, cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm following the flow. Like you said, I'm not going to yes. stifle an idea. I'm just letting it come out. And so that has been really helpful. And I haven't allowed myself to go back to read what I've written until mm-hmm. we got like three sessions in. And at that point I was like, mm-hmm. things were coming and it's been really great. And I was thinking, okay, I know I've touched on like five or six different things. And so now's the time to print it out and see like, okay, this idea came up and there's, like you said, more to write about it. And so make a couple mm-hmm. of notes of like, here are the things that I could pin down. And so it's actually been a fun, like first sort of editing process. Mm-hmm. And it's been, I'm like, some of this writing's pretty fucking good, you know, so like, that part is cool. And having read it after being away from it for a handful of days. And so like, I cannot believe I'm saying this, but I think one of the challenges right now is that I just want to keep writing. And I have had a full January to where mm-hmm. I haven't had the block of time mm-hmm. with the energy, right, to come back
yep.
and keep putting words on paper, just because there's been a lot, you know, with work and
yeah. life
and travels and stuff. And so I'm excited to have more space to do more writing
mm-hmm.
because the ideas just keep coming.
Yeah.
Who am I?
Who are you? Oh, that's such a beautiful place to live in. I just love that so much. But like, I think too, though, like part of the process of writing a book. So my first book, like, was one of the most rewarding things I had ever written, yeah. Guide to Journaling, because it was co-created with like my community, yeah. you know, yeah. like it literally exists in the world because women came to me with a problem that I solved through the book. Right. Mm-hmm. And that was so rewarding. And the process of getting that book out was very, you know, taxing for me because of the way that I was showing up to write. Oh. I was in this, you know, huge hustle season. Yeah. It was like, we got to, you know, grind on the daily type of thing. And it was like, I got to show up every day to write. Mm-hmm. And the I got to show up to every day to write was not fueled by that sense of excitement that you feel right now, that sense of fun. It yeah. was fueled by fear. And I have to do this. Like, people yeah. are counting on me type of thing. And that's mm-hmm. nobody's like fault. It was just in the season I was in. It was a, you know, I'm not that person anymore, mm-hmm. you know, but it was fueled by something that was not sustainable. And I showed up to my computer, like, excited, but not in the full experience of excitement that I wanted to be in. Right. Yeah. Yeah. But the project I'm working on now, it is much more exciting we both work on books at the same time, but the book that I'm working on right now, like, I am so excited about. It also is something that is semi co-created with my community, because I know a ton of other women have also experienced burnout. Like, they're so passionate that they end up burning out. Right. And so yeah. that's what the project is all about, but I am not writing on it every day. Right. I'm not writing on it every day. I am doing two things with that. It's the less is more mentality.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's following the energy, right? Yes. And there's no force or control behind it. It's like that sort of super attractor mm-hmm. type of like thing again, where it's like, you know, you have to exist in that like love flowy state and mm-hmm. not to try to control, not to try to like, you know, let fear dictate your decisions, right? Yeah. And so having our wonderful Tuesday evenings that have become this like sacred writing time is just yeah. so awesome, because for me right now in this like season of life, you know, as I'm recovering from burnout and trying to figure out how to take action again, especially when it comes to writing, is having less, like less mm-hmm. is more. There are fewer writing sessions, you know, that not fewer writing sessions, way fewer days that I write a week, which means that I value the you know, that one session, right? And then yeah. the other times, like you, where it's like, okay, I'm feeling excited, I'm feeling, you know, inspired, like I want to write, then you just like, you follow that. Mm-hmm. You know, there's not this like, again, going back to this rigid, regimented type of thing, like it's yeah. great for some people. You know, Stephen King sits down every day and he bangs out 10,000 words, you know, that works for him, but that doesn't work for me. You know, I tried to do that. And yeah. that led to burnout. That led to a lot of like other shit that just was not fun, you know? So it's yeah. just, and again, so now we're talking about drafting, right? Mm-hmm. So like that second stage of the writing process where you're actually making the book, you're making the product, and what that looks like is going to be different for every single person. Like that's like the number one question authors are asked. They're like, oh yeah, people are like, what's your writing process? And then like, we feel like we have to subscribe or ascribe to that exact process. And it's like, that's yeah. not going to work for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to look different. And so, again, I've lost track of my point here, but I just love, especially when you're drafting, to stay in that, you know, you called it like a Pollyanna, like state of mind, but it's really like not, it's just like, it's creating in the flow,
yeah.
right? It's creating yeah, with love flow. And fun yeah. and positivity and just like good vibes. Like that, I think, is how a book is meant to come into the world.
And I think we can feel it when we read it, right? Like when you read somebody's finished product, like you can really tell when it was forced and when it was like truly a gift to the reader.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And I want to say too that like it's interesting. So now that I like think about it too, is like the drafting stage of Guide to Journaling was way more fun because it was where I was just like sit down like in sweaty clothes after a walk and you know, I'd be like, woo, like this is so fun. It was in the revising stage that I sucked out all of my own joys. And we can talk about that on a different episode. But I think the point I want anybody, everybody to walk away with, though, is be in that state of fun. Yes. Be that like little kid running down a hill where like, you know what I'm talking about, right? Where your like legs almost tumble out from beneath you. You're like, woo! Like, you're just like, you know, just in it, right? Yep. That is the most beautiful thing. I think when you are it is freeing, right? Yeah. And you know, it's just awesome. You know, it's just so awesome. You're so funny. We had a technical issue, kind of glitched, and I couldn't hear what you said, but that's okay. Oh,
I said, I can't believe we're doing this.
Oh, I know, right? Oh my God, I know. This is so much fun. This is so much fun. I am just, this is amazing. So, and I feel like really you kind of, the only other thing I had written down, because, you know, and can we just talk about that for a hot second? The flowiness of this freaking conversation and how I started off as a podcaster and where we are now. Like, oh my God, this is awesome.
I know. Oh
my
gosh.
It's so awesome. But no, the only other thing I had written down was just like, you know, hey, you are putting actual words onto the page. Like, how do you feel? How is it? How is it going? And you kind of answered that.
Yeah. I mean, it just feels good. It feels good. And I think I'm surprising myself in the best possible way. And I think something, I don't remember what you were saying earlier, but it hit me again. I feel like I'm saying this cautiously, right? Because the idea that jumped out where I was like following the tugs and the nudges and just said, you know, surrendered to it. Okay, this is the thing to write. It is coming to me with a sense of ease because I've been teaching this for over 5-6 years. Like, it is a process that I created and I've been teaching it for a while. And so all of the information is in my head. It's just a matter of getting it out and putting it on paper. And so part of what has been really cool is you and I have also gone back and forth of like, oh my gosh, when this releases, like, what are the book bundles we could do? What's, you know, what additional pieces could be a part of this that helps serve the people who are going to read this book? And so those are pieces that are really exciting. And I think what is helping me sustain some momentum at the start is because I can see the finish line. And I'm also very, 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 very mindful that book two likely is not going to look like this.
Right.
And so I'm keeping that front of mind and processing the process for myself and managing my own expectations of what the next books will be like and feel like, while also saying, fuck yeah, let's go and get this out in the world, because there's just, I'm just really excited about the impact that it can have for other people.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. The process is going to look different for each book, you know, and that would be so fun for me to like think even more in depth, like when I finish my second book, like to really compare the processes, because they are completely different, you know, and like, I'm a completely different person, like than I was when I wrote the first book, you know, and it's just, it's just, you know, it's just enjoy like where you are and how it's flowing. And I think that's such an important thing to acknowledge, because there might be somebody else who's listening in that's like, oh, like, it's not flowing easy for me. Like, I'm a failure, exit ramp, you know,
You are not a failure.
So many things can trigger us to take that exit ramp. And like, and I'm not, but anyway, but no, like, so it's true though. That is just like, that is just so true that some writing projects come with so much more ease than others. Yeah. You know, it's just a thing that happens, you know, and it's awesome when an entire book flows out like that.
You know,
but yeah, I mean, I have dozens of projects going on right now, and you know, one of them is a collection of creative essays, and some of those essays just flow. Other ones, I open the Word document and I scroll, you know, down and I see a title and I see some notes and I'm like, we're not there yet. Like, that's going to be a hard one, you know, or whatever. Like, it's just different projects have different levels of ease and flow and whatever, you know? And I think regardless of how you're feeling, like, it's kind of it's sort of an invitation to reflect and to mm-hmm. think about, like, well, why is this hard? Mm-hmm. Like, why, you know, like, what's going on here, there, whatever, you know? I just think it's an invitation to dig kind of deeper of, like, why is this flowing? Why is this difficult? You know, mm-hmm. and honestly, even to think about, like, especially because we're talking about nonfiction, right? This entire time we're talking about nonfiction. We're talking about true stories, true experiences, you know, where fiction is a whole other beast, you know,
that I will not be going into.
Yes. And that is okay. Ooh. That is okay. But like, especially with nonfiction, sometimes something is hard. Something is not flowing easily. It's difficult because you're the psychologist. I don't want to say anything, but like, I'm assuming there's some unprocessed like trauma or there's something
absolutely.
To dig into, you know, and just to be aware of that, right? Because I think it's mm-hmm. so easy when something is difficult or it's not flowing to be like, oh, I'm not meant for this. But like, that's not the that's not the case.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, this is so fun.
So good. And I mean, we could talk for hours and upon hours.
Yes, we could.
So for the listener, the plan is every month we're going to get on here and we're going to process what that month has been like. And so we had a lot of background to share in this one. So we probably won't be going as long in the following episodes, but who knows?
Yes.
Who knows? Because when I get to the breakdown stage, we may switch roles and you may become the therapist.
I'll
give you the playbook.
Yes, exactly. Great, great. That's beautiful. I love that. I love that so much.
Oh,
seriously, this has been so rewarding. I don't know of anything else in the world that like what we're doing here. I don't know of anything else that exists like this. And this is just so rewarding and so much fun. And I just know that these conversations are going to pave the way
for more women
to not just write books, but to like call their shot and to invest in honest to God, good writing coaching, which is like what we're doing, you know?
Yes,
and I'm just so freaking excited. Like, oh, stories matter so much. You matter so much. Your book is just matters. Oh, I'm just so excited. This is so amazing. I'm so glad you pooped your pants and sent me the voicemail.
And I mean, thank you for jumping on board with this idea. I mean, you don't know how much it's meant to me. And even just you showing up as you, as a writer, like I have been watching and our friendship and the way that we have connected made it possible for me to take that risk to say like, mm-hmm. help. And
so I'm just so glad. Oh, thank you. I'm so glad. This is awesome. Yay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll be back in a month.
Yeah, we will.